In Afghanistan, the announcement that women could not attend university brought protesters to the street. That and a ban on women working with international aid organizations brought a new round of global condemnation for the Taliban.
What happened recently and the recent measures by the Taliban government in Afghanistan has been very disappointing for us, and we've been warning them from taking such decisions that are going to just to make the situation much worse for the Afghan people, but also for the international community to be able to deal with them.
The Taliban restored the ability of women to work with international NGOs after several aid organizations said they could not or would not carry out badly needed humanitarian work without them. But the UN says that isn't enough. The UN Security Council has repeatedly called for the rights of Afghan women and girls to be restored. And now the UN's most powerful woman, Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed, herself a Muslim, is in Afghanistan to make the case. Along the way, she's enlisted the help of several Muslim countries and organizations.
Clear consensus was evident on the issue of women's and girls' rights to work and have access to education. There was a broad sense that the region and the Organization of the Islamic Conference's leadership on these issues was critical and needed to be strengthened with the full support and collaboration of the international community.
Afghanistan's neighbors say the international community can't walk away from the struggling country or its women.
The Muslim world has moved on from such, from this approach, and we pride ourselves on the progress that you're seeing across the Muslim world vis-a-vis women's rights. But the solution is to engage the Afghan government and try and convince them to live up to their promises to the international community, and that is exactly Pakistan's approach.
An approach all the more crucial for Afghan women as Taliban attempt to take away their ability to be seen or heard. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.